Welcome again to the Parenting is Hard Work podcast. We are in a series of podcasts dealing with Christmas and both the blessings and the challenges that happen at Christmas time. So welcome again to this podcast. Elena, it was fun to listen to the traditions that you've had in your past. I'm glad that you're with me today.
Yes, Dr. Scott, indeed, very nice to get to know each other a bit more on this occasion with Christmas, and also extremely inspiring to listen to your story. And I advise those parents who haven't yet heard our first episode on Christmas to go back and listen to that. Today, we will be continuing that conversation and focus actually on some more practical advice for parents, because together with the fun and the joy and the beauty that Christmas brings, there's other emotions that come into play. And Dr. Scott, we want to talk about that today, right? We want to just be open about that as parents ourselves and as one's children to discuss and to share with other parents some advice, some godly advice on how to cope with this time of the year and some best practices, perhaps you could call them. So what would you say, Dr. Scott, that was and is one of the most challenging emotions or areas in your experience working with parents as a parent when Christmas comes?
Well, I do think that there are a lot of emotional challenges that kids go through. So there's, for some kids, it's the, there's a big letdown on Christmas Day for whatever reason. Maybe they really like their toys, but they go from one toy to the next toy to the next toy, and then there's another toy because they've been hyped up so much that there's this feeling, this letdown feeling that takes place. I think that's one of the big challenges that children face in their lives when it comes to Christmas. And it's because the parents often focus on the child so much that the child focuses on themselves, and it becomes this kind of selfish challenge that children have. So if they don't, there's no way to satisfy a child's huge desire for everything in life. And some kids just have a real hard time. They just aren't satisfied with what they have. They want more. It's just really difficult for them. So I just think dealing with selfishness is an important problem. And then certainly dealing with emotions like disappointment are going to be key elements that we need to work on with our kids and help them understand and work on. It's just very important.
Yeah, so agreed. And I think sometimes parents can be a bit scared because indeed they want to see their children happy and they don't want to see them disappointed. And sometimes it's just so hard to know how to go about doing that. So what would be your first line of advice, Dr. Scott, to parents, even when it starts thinking about presents, perhaps, because I mentioned in our last episode, I think that it's so important how we think about buying presents. And sometimes it's better, in my view, to have fewer, more thoughtful presents than a lot of presents that maybe not so well thought in the sense of how is and what kind of help it's going to bring in the life of that child to build his character, to build his the activities that he's going to focus them on. So what would you say would be that first thought parents should actually think on?
Well, I do like your idea of trying to have value-related gifts that we give to children. So I think that's important. I think one of the challenges we have is that our children not only receive gifts from parents, but they receive gifts from grandparents or aunts and uncles and other people. And then we've got some parents that are not together, they've got a divorce or they're separated. And so the children, you might be the mom and the dad's giving all kinds of gifts that maybe you wouldn't, comes a lot. And so it's hard. I think it's really hard at Christmas time to manage all of this. We don't live in a bubble. We live with all kinds of other people and they're giving gifts to our kids. So I think gift giving is important. But I do think that in the midst of all of this, we can teach our children how to give themselves. So there's two ways I think we do this. One is by helping children learn how to shop or give or make gifts or whatever for other people. Whether it's people in the family or people that are strangers or people at church or whatever, that giving becomes a very important part, because it's really in our lives through this the giving that we find fulfillment. And when we share with other people and we give and we contribute to other people's lives, then really good things happen. So I would say that's the first thing, is to look for ways to give. The second thing is to show appreciation, because when we say thank you to people, then it's a way for us to be giving to others, something that is very important for our own hearts. God uses the idea of gratefulness so many times in the Bible, and it helps us deal with our feelings of disappointment, or our feelings of anxiety, or our feelings of just doing what we need to do. We do it with gratefulness. And so this Thanksgiving is very important. It's not just a holiday, it's something we do.
Yeah, I think so as well. And I think that perhaps so many times we as parents, but also our children, have this entitlement somehow to kind of expect things because it's supposed to happen and everybody does it. Whilst indeed, it should come from a stance of thankfulness. And I quite like this idea of the holiday that the US has. We don't have it in the Netherlands or in Romania, actually. And I also lived in England for a while, and they don't have it there either. So I quite like this idea. I'm not sure how truth is in it anymore nowadays, but to stop and actually be thankful for, give that a big thought about what we have and how blessed we are. And I think that sometimes it's, indeed it takes a long kind of time for us to make a change, because it cannot happen every day. So even it cannot happen very fast. It takes a while for us to bring our family to invest in this kind of experiences for our children, to give and to be thankful until they actually feel it down in their hearts. But even if it's done just even in the beginning as a prayer, or as a moment that you take to think about that, how grateful you are for what you have, I think it can make a big change. And Dr. Scott, how can we deal with what you mentioned earlier, disappointment? Because I can imagine there are children who act, even if we think we have given them what they desired, they act disappointed. How do we as parents respond to that? And how can we speak to them about it, given that they have there's different ages? I think you speak in a different way with somebody who's 5 and somebody who's 13 or 14.
Yeah, I think that disappointment is something we experience at all ages. Disappointment has to do with having some expectations that aren't met. And sometimes when it comes to Christmas gift giving, it's not really the present that they didn't get. It's this feeling, this hyped feeling that they really want at Christmas time, and they get it when they open a present, and then another present, and another present. But then the presents are done, and the hyped feeling doesn't continue. And so there's this expectation that they can, it's almost like an addiction, that I've got to have more and more and more. And then when it stops, you go, oh man, there's this letdown. So here, I would suggest that when children open gifts, it's very valuable for them to ask the question, who gave me this gift? Was this a gift from my parents or my brother or my sister? Was this a gift from a grandma or grandpa? And then open it up and then thank the person for it before they open another gift. In our home, in order to emphasize this, we took turns opening gifts. In some families, they just come down and rush down and open all the gifts all at the same time. And I think the kids don't really know who gave what gifts. They're just excited about getting the gifts. And maybe that's okay. But I think there's value in then sitting down or stopping and taking time to thank, either writing a thank you note or to a grandparent, or doing a FaceTime and showing the grandparent the gift with a smiling face or something. All of these are things that we, as adults, we generally know this, but children need to be taught gratitude and gratefulness. And so there's a lot of work we do to try to help them in that regard. And I think it takes some time, but it's an important part of who we are.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think that we need to bring that a bit of the pause indeed. So it doesn't become this roller coaster for children as well, where they feel this continuous wave of excitement. and dopamine. And then at some point, very soon it becomes big. Not necessarily disappointment because of the present, but also just that feeling that of excitement is gone and they don't know what to do next. And I think
Yeah.
it's so popular nowadays. Also because of the social media, I see so many young people, scrolling through their feed, on Instagram or TikTok, and they're just getting that dopamine, shot of, of excitement, and then next, and then next, and then next. And it's kind of building in how they are used to, and it's such a shame and, so difficult to, for parents to, to be able to manage that, when it comes also to giving that some level of excitement when it comes to present, or because not everybody has endless amount of resources to gift their children whatever they want. So it's always good to to have that discipline about how you mentioned, Dr. Scott, opening your present, taking turns, making a pause, sharing a story, maybe talking about how the year has been. It's so important to build also relationship at this time of the year and not just focus on the present. I don't know why. I'll share now a story about my son, but he's been lately watching Donald Duck. And Donald Duck, I never actually watched Donald Duck, but I just watched it with him now. And he's so obsessed with money. He's so obsessed with money. And he, and it's just, I said to Joshua, even I said, Joshua, this is such a bad cartoon for you because it's not actually teaching you anything. Well, it teaches you some things which are interesting, in terms of adventure and maybe some how to, how to deal with some areas of, in terms of courage and stuff like that. But in itself, it teaches kids to just want maybe, one more money. And I think it's so important for us to be aware of the influences that that our children have in their lives and what they're watching, what they're listening to, and continuously keep on telling their children, drawing them back to the values and what's important, because money is not, the most important factor in our lives. So that's something also to bear in mind for parents and together with building
That's
relationship at
true.
this time.
Yeah, I agree with that. And there's a lot of people who have money and they want to give to their children either the same kind of experience they had growing up, or they want to give them something that they didn't have growing up. They want to make sure that they're able to bless their kids with things. I'm not saying that's wrong, you don't have to. Christmas isn't all about stuff and spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on your kids. Christmas is a very important tradition in a home that children are going to remember, and certainly we're going to remember the birth of Christ, but there's also this family dynamic that draws us close, and this sense that Christmas was about giving to other people and being grateful for what we have. Those things become so important. So even if a child doesn't have much, they get, I was in Ethiopia this last 2 months ago, and at Christmas time, they get maybe a new set of clothes that they could wear, and they're so grateful for that. Get all the stuff that kids get in many American homes. So it's not so much about giving kids a lot of stuff. It's more about the relationship, the experiences, and sometimes that's what we give kids. We give them experience. We're going to get a coupon for going out to this event or to do this fun thing, because those are also very valuable gifts that children can experience. So anyway, all of these things are trying to help our children develop more of a sense of value for life and for family and for the Lord, and move away from some of the selfishness that they tend to exhibit.
Yeah, and it's so exciting and kind of special to talk about this with you, Dr. Scott, especially during this time of the year. And I would really like us to perhaps focus on one more question or one more area of Christmas before we close. And that is, Dr. Scott, how, if you as a pastor have been probably preaching for Christmas many times and looking at the childhood of Jesus, what can we learn as parents from his childhood? I know we don't have a lot of time to spend on this, but I would just love for you to share a few thoughts on this during this time of the year.
Yeah, I've been actually working on some blog posts One for that has to do with the wise men, and what can we learn from the wise men? Here's some people who are very determined in their desire to find the truth. I really like that about these wise men, and they want to find the truth, and then when they find the truth, they celebrate it with gifts. What a great thing for any of us to learn. And then the shepherds who were shocked really at their experience, and then said, "Let's go check this out." And I really like the idea of going and learning from the characters in the Christmas story. That I think we learn from Mary, this humility that she had, and she wrote this beautiful song as a teenager that was really special, just declaring her just the beauty of being part of God's plan, which I think all of us can experience in our lives. And and Joseph, who was a man who we see who he's determined to do the right thing. Boy, what a good gift. If we could help our children, determined to do the right thing. Each one of these characters in the story, I think, are important. And then, of course, you've got the innkeeper who is very gracious in giving the place for the cave or the barn or whatever it was that Jesus could be born in. You know, he didn't have any, he was all committed already. And I think there's a lot of people are already committed with so much, but then they look for additional ways that they can give to the Lord. I like that. And then of course, there's the selfishness and prideful Herod who wants to destroy Jesus. And we just see how it just consumes him and it's so dangerous. I just like to look at all the practical lessons we can learn. And maybe I'll put out some blog posts this year that would help us understand all the different parts of the Christmas story and how there's good things that God wants to do in our lives, and we can learn practical lessons for each of these from each of the parts of the story of Christmas.
I think that would be great, Dr. Scott, and we look forward to see that and read it and enjoy it during this time, just to learn a bit more about some aspects that maybe we didn't think about yet. Fantastic. And I'm so glad that we have done these two episodes on Christmas. We're celebrating such a special event, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I'm so glad that we can share with other parents and carers out there our own experience for Christmas, as well as with some practical ideas on how to make it maybe special, more special, and maybe more godly during this time of the year. Parents, please listen to our other episode on Christmas if you haven't yet. And also have a look at our archive. We have more than 60 episodes there. So I'm sure there will be some areas that will catch your eyes and show you interest. Dr. Scott, one more last thought before we close.
Well, I would suggest that a parent has a very important relationship with a child. And if you have multiple children in a family, I would encourage you to do something special with one child. I'm not saying you have to take them out for something, but it's just this connection around Christmas that can be so meaningful, whether it's creating a gift for someone, or it's discussing the Christmas story with someone, or just talking about thankfulness and gratefulness and how Christmas is a ministry. My wife and I, we go into the Christmas experience when we're with family and we know it's a ministry. When we go in that day, we're going to serve, we're going to care for other people and look for ways to bless people. So that the relationship that you have with your child is important, and it's an opportunity to do some very special things with that child to illustrate that very important part of who God is and what he wants to do in our lives.
Thank you, Dr. Scott, for those beautiful thoughts. And I wish everybody a wonderful, blessed Christmas. And until next time, God bless you.